Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
So what's up, Zigzag?
I can no longer see you.
That's not good. Can you hear me?
I think yes. I think what happened is it because I missed your call? We added them last time, right?
Yeah, that's what happened last time, right? We called each other and then we added them.
Hold on a second. Let me see here. Mm-hmm. Did you need to turn your camera back on?
Let me turn it off and on. And now it's off.
Now it's your picture of you.
Now it's on.
Come on. Come on. You can do it. There he is.
You see me?
I gotta give myself some sunglasses, man. You look awful cool.
I'm trying to cultivate a look, man. If we're gonna be on camera, I can't. I gotta look cool.
Pancho Pachivo on that look, dude. That thing's cultivated.
Thanks. Basically, how I look when I go outdoors.
I guess so. Like you're going fishing.
Yeah, I got the camo hat. I need a fish hook on it.
You do. You definitely need a fish hook.
A big one to catch a sloth.
So tell me about going to visit your outlaws.
Oh, good God, dude.
No, don't tell me, Rufus. Tell the world. Tell our listeners. They're interested.
All right. Well, I apologize in advance, world, but this is how it went down. We went out to visit mainly my wife's mom, in the little town of Livingston, Texas, which is a little town. I mean, I live in a little town, but this town tries to have some kind of culture. Livingston doesn't. It's basically a gigantic Walmart, and everyone is morbidly obese, and inbred. I mean, you can just walk around.
Pajamas.
Yeah,
wear pajamas.
Absolutely serious. I mean, the whole little town redneck stereotype exists there. Now, the people are cool, I guess, but, I mean, they definitely look inbred, man. They got sloping foreheads and slack jaws. But anyway, there was no internet, and we stayed in this little cottage owned by these people. They were super nice, really old couple. The other guy, he really didn't fit in this town. He's an old hippie from the 60s, and he had a huge beard and long hair and big rainbow suspenders. He was pretty cool, actually.
You were staying at Wavy Gravy's house?
Yeah, I love Wavy Gravy. But in Wavy Gravy's cottage, there was no internet. So during the day, I went up to the SPCA, which my mother-in-law helps run, and they let me have a desk and use their internet to work. But in the evenings, I had no access to internet, so I couldn't do the show. I couldn't do anything. And we went up there, and, oh man, this story's getting long. We went up there in one vehicle, and there was a second vehicle that we left with my mother-in-law before we went to Nicaragua, and we were getting it back. So we were supposed to come back in two. Well, I left in one alone, and my wife and kid were supposed to be behind me in a couple hours. They're going to do lunch or whatever. And as they go to leave, the brake pedal goes to the floor.
Nice.
And they both went off an embankment. They're dead. They're totally fucking dead.
Congratulations, dude.
No, but long story short, they had to go to the brake store, and they ended up having to...
Brake store?
The Brakes R Us or something.
I was thinking Brakes R Us myself.
Well, they had to stay the night, okay? So this was supposed to be the show. This is Tuesday. My plan was, I've been wanting to get this new microphone. And they had it at this store in Austin. So I said, well, on my way back, I'll stop in Austin to pick it up. I didn't realize that I'd hit Austin at rush hour. So that kind of ruined my schedule. And then I get to the place, and they don't have the mic in stock. So I fucking came home empty-handed. And then things got worse because I woke up the next day, which would be yesterday. Dude, I had a migraine fight. You ever had a migraine headache?
I've had a hangover that I'm pretty sure was close to a migraine, probably.
That's the comparison I was going to draw. I'd say think of your worst headache or your worst hangover and have three of those at one time. I was immobile from the moment I woke up. I woke up with it probably about 4 in the morning. I wasn't able to get out of bed till about almost 7 p.m.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Then today I felt great all day. You know, I was finally up. I got over it about 8 p.m. It was lingering a little bit, but I was functional. So today I felt great, and I was like, well, goddammit, it's a beautiful day. Yesterday the high was 40. Today the high is like 70. I said, I'm going to get out and jog for the first time in a week. So I get out and jog. I get almost to the end of the first, like, quarter mile, and I just get hit with a sledgehammer in the head.
No shit.
The whole thing almost just came back. And I stopped and turned around. This is maybe 30 minutes ago. And I think I nipped it in the bud. It's here, but it's fading up.
What do you do to nip it in the bud? Drink beer or pop or what?
I'm fighting this one. I just kind of laid down yesterday and felt sorry for myself. But at this point, I'm pissed. I'm not going to let it happen twice. Or if it does happen, I'm going to be drunk as shit and unconscious.
And then when you wake up with the same headache tomorrow, you just think you're hungover.
Exactly, and I can deal with that.
Right, and then you're like, oh, my own fault.
That's like any other weekday. Yeah, I can take I don't mind taking the blame for feeling like shit, but when I feel like shit for no fucking reason, then that's unacceptable.
That's bullshit. That damn body.
Stupid. Damn, the universe.
Delicate bounces and whatnot.
Delicate bounces.
Yeah, my wife actually gets migraines, and she takes pills for them, though.
What pills does she take?
Sumatriptan.
Man, that sounds like it kicks ass. Does it work?
Yeah, it does work, actually. It does work. It's super expensive. I mean, even the generic one to get, like, 9 pills is $200.
Yeah,
but you only have to take, like, say, 1 a month or something. But really, when she gets it, it'll be gone in, like, an hour.
That's fucking awesome. Let me write that down. Because I rarely get this kind of fucking migraine shit. But when I do, I swear to God, dude, I'd buy a bullet, man. Over a pill if I had to. What's it called?
I mean, Sumatriptan. S-U-M-A.
Uh-huh.
Triptan.
Triptan.
T-R-I-P-T-I-N, I guess.
Okay, that's close enough. Google can help me out the rest of the way.
It's generic for something, I think.
Tylenol?
Yes, generic heroin.
For heroin, great. Generic heroin. Is it your favorite heroin?
It's exactly Elkhart's version of Crocodile.
Awesome. It kills your hangover, but your arms fall off.
Right. It actually does it by letting your brain bleed out of your ear.
that sounds like it would feel pretty relieving.
Just to let the pressure go?
Yeah.
But, I mean, sometimes just a Diet Coke will help a little bit.
Yeah, caffeine will help.
A couple of bong hits usually helps, but sometimes it makes it worse.
I can see. I'd probably get more paranoid and be like, I think I'm going to have an aneurysm or some sort of brain event.
Yeah. She prefers the Sumatriptan.
Can you smoke it?
No, but it's easily injectable.
Oh.
Oh, I meant ingestible. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you're back. Everything's good. Got your car back. Brakes are okay.
Brakes are $400 worth of okay now.
All right. Yeah, I'm in kind of a good mood today. I got my kitchen cabinets are in.
Oh, sweet.
Officially. So if I'm a little tired during tonight's show, because I pulled an all-nighter last night painting and getting shit ready for these fucking cabinets.
Oh, shit.
And then we get the cabinets, and they're, like, take up way more wall space than we thought. So basically, I did a bunch of shit last night, or actually, like, 4:30 this morning that I never even went ahead of.
Oh, man. Wow.
Just winging it, though. But they look good. They're in. I've turned into, like, the microwave gourmet, though. I mean, I've actually got a picture that I wanted to post on our site was me cooking an appetizer in the gourmet of some egg rolls.
Woo!
And on top was in the queue, as they would say on Blog Talk Radio, was a nice Salisbury steak.
A Salisbury steak?
Yes. I think a couple weeks ago, I don't remember if I told you this, that my wife and my daughter were staying at my mom's house. Yeah, we did a show, actually.
Yes.
And I kind of had the run of the palace, as it were, and spent most of my time down here in the Hyper Sloth studio.
Awesome.
Which was very rewarding.
It always is. The times that you get alone from town, I was looking forward to that when I came home alone from Livingston. I was like, man, I got the whole place to myself. I didn't do anything.
It's just the precious 8 hours.
Yes.
It can be. Try to squeeze all of that life out of that 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, and the next day, I was alone all day, but I had
a headache.
I couldn't even masturbate.
I like to call that you probably have some kind of guilt migraine.
Yeah, that's, it was the guilt load of my brain was spending.
Overloaded for you being so guilty about not wanting your wife and son around. It's what it is. It's the happiness part of your brain fighting with the guilt part of your brain.
Yeah, I got to say, when I got the call from my wife, and I was maybe an hour and a half out of Houston, and she said, man, the brakes went out. We're not going to be able to come home. I was like, oh, that sucks. And I was really like, fucking yes.
Now, I know that you probably want to discuss off air that how you sabotage the brakes and whatnot, but that's probably a story better told.
I'm going to write that up for ehow.com. I'm sure
it's, I know how to well, do. You shouldn't because it failed.
Oh, that's right. You got to do it permanently. You got to time it so that they do go out on the embankment.
Right. I mean, were they like on a major highway or something when that happened, were they?
No, luckily it was before they even got out of Livingston.
Did she try the emergency brake?
She only uses the emergency brake.
Probably why the brakes were always slower then. She probably was pushing on the gas.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I guess we're going to start this thing live pretty soon then, huh?
Yeah, God damn it. I was thinking of that while I was jogging, and man, I would love to have 1 week where I don't fucking travel somewhere.
That's right, it's going to be next week because are you headed back to Nicaragua?
Not next week, but the week after. I mean, what the fuck, man?
I understand that you're scared to do the show live, Rufus, but it's going to be okay.
Dude, I'm balls to the wall, man. I don't do it.
I'm fucking with you.
I just felt like every time we do the show, I'm like, oh, fuck, the show's in 15 minutes.
Right, well.
But that's my fault, because I'm always constantly moving. But hopefully after this, goddamn, I don't want to go anywhere ever again, man.
Well, you've definitely done your share of traveling.
I have.
World traveler. That passport is probably all ragged and looks like it belongs to the Smithsonian or something.
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
Tattered on the edges.
I'll take photographs for my biography.
So, one question. Obviously, you've never used Zazzle before.
I have.
Pick your brain here. You have?
But not much.
Oh. Well, I put up another shirt, right?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
And I get actually, for some reason, well, I kept telling you that I didn't think it was working, remember?
Yes.
Because it would say, okay, next, and I'd click next and be like, thank you, and then there would never be anything anywhere.
Right.
Well, the fine print at some point, I guess, says 24 hours for your stuff to be found in a search, but I thought, well, that doesn't mean it's not necessarily in our store. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking of search results, not store fraud type stuff.
That's what I would think, yeah.
So finally yesterday I get the thing that the It's Always Bong 30 is up, okay? Mm-hmm. But I had resubmitted it, and I think what's happened is in the tab section I'm putting like, I don't know if you can do this or not because it doesn't say anything, like Grateful Dead, Fish, Widespread Panic, you know, anybody that I think would be interested in what we have to say or, you know.
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff. And it came back saying that some of the tags were what they considered maybe copyright infringement.
It's a tag.
That's what I thought. And then even in their explanation, they've got a typo. It should say exclude instead of include. And I want to tell them that, but, I mean, that's probably obnoxious. But it makes it super confusing. I mean, you know what I mean? Exclude and exclude are completely opposite words.
I mean, yeah. I mean, a tag, it shouldn't fucking matter for a tag.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, how else would people find your shit?
I mean, I think on Cafe Press, which I'm more familiar with, I've had designs banned because they were takes on, like, logos or, you know, some copyrighted thing. But I've never had a problem with, like, I did one that was, it said Van Gogh Starry Night Tour 1886 or whatever. And the V and the G were done like the Van Halen logo. And I tagged it Van Halen. And it's still up. I mean, it's a tag. I don't know why that would be a problem.
Maybe that said it, but see, then I thought maybe it's because I have a bong on the shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the one came up and is for sale. I sent you the link, right? I don't know if you got it or not, so where you could see what the kind of stuff that was on sale at the Zazzle store. But so I don't think that could be it because I thought that one would be flagged and not, okay. Then it's got this little section where it says,
your stuff that might be in queue or whatever being under review.
Yeah.
And I went to that section and said, good, you don't have anything here. I'm like, what the fuck? Very confusing. And you know what? The people that go animators start to piss me off. Here comes Hyperslot, the Zigzag's Rant.
The Zigzag's Rant. We have jingle for Zigzag's Rant.
People have given up on fucking customer service, man. They have. Online customer service is the worst fucking customer service you can get unless you're going with a huge corporation.
Even that, it can't be wrong.
You don't know who the fuck I am. You don't know me. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Good luck getting David from Go Animate again. You know, and all these people from Go Animate, I've asked like five times now. I saw when I first was signing up that you can have your characters learn all the actions, right?
Right.
Like every action in the whole fucking thing, from samurai swords and all that stuff.
Right.
So I keep asking them, where do I learn for, you know, where do I learn the actions? I want my custom characters to learn all the actions.
Uh-huh.
And always from different people, it's always like Chan, whatever, you know what I mean? It's like some Asian guy one day, and then one day it's like some Russian guy, and another day it's like Jim Harvey.
Yeah.
You know? And, but it's all like, check out our, they have like a tutorial page.
Yes, yes.
It's like a list, and it all says coming soon. The whole fucking page says coming soon.
That's not good.
Like five items on the thing. And I keep emailing, I emailed back. I said, no, there's got to be a website or something because I saw it. You know, I just didn't bookmark it. And so then John Rasinski sends me a one that says, please check out our fucking informational page. You know, and I'm like, all it says is coming soon for all the pertinent information. I'm not trying to be, you know, I was real nice about it.
Right.
Started to think maybe it's time to be a jerk about it. I mean, we're paying good money, and I, you know, we've only got like 10 actions that our custom characters can do, and there's so much more that could open up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got people drinking beer, taking pictures of themselves with their cell phones. I mean, all kinds of shit that these stock characters can do.
So those characters can do it, but ours can't?
Mm-mm.
Maybe if we...
character only has like 10 things it can do.
Maybe if we find a video by somebody else who's doing all that, we just contact them directly and say, look, how do you figure this shit out? Because we're not getting anywhere with whoever.
I guess we probably should. That's probably a good idea. I never even thought of that. Because, there, I mean, I'm getting very frustrated. It takes a lot for ZigZag to get frustrated. And I'm spending my time on Go Anime, too. And then it's frustrating when I say, you know, it would be perfect if we could have the character do this right now.
Right.
Then they can't. I mean, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
So I've been working on a new bit for Go Animate.
Really?
That's the one I sent you, a whole other one that I worked on today when the cabinet guy was here. Tell me what you think about this. I don't know if it's funny. I'm starting to think my ideas aren't funny.
Why are you thinking that?
I don't know, because they crack me up.
Then they should be funny.
So this is two chicks are sitting in a bar, right?
That's not funny at all, dude.
It's funny. One of them's got a giant black dildo under one arm.
It's already funny. That's all you need.
See? You're laughing. And then it goes to a green screen. It's over. That's it.
The case of the black dildo.
Right. Big black. So
what
really happens is the one girl, they're both sitting there drinking at the bar, and the one girl says to the other girl, they're looking over at some guy standing over saying, he's a really sketchy, gross looking guy. I made him really gross on purpose just because that's funnier.
It is.
And so the girl says to the one girl, oh, he's so dreamy, blah, blah, blah. And the other girl says, you know, I haven't done the words yet. This is how it's going in my brain, just so you know. So it probably won't be that funny. But and then the one girl goes, I would just die if he came over and talked to me, right?
Uh-huh.
So then he, like, comes strutting over, and he looks her way and is like, hey, ladies, or whatever, right? She, like, starts swooning. Then there's, like, a huge flash of fire, and you go back, and she's just a pile of fucking goo, right? She's completely gone, just a foul goo, and the other girl's crying, and there's a ninja guy standing there with this, like, I want a thief or whatever you call it. I wanted it to be the Grim Reaper, but there's no Grim Reaper.
Okay.
Right? And then he's, like, standing there, holding her, and he's standing over this pile of goo, and he looks at the chick, and she looks at him, and he goes, you hurt her. Do you get it? Does it make any sense?
It's obscure.
You
but it made me laugh.
Said if he came over, I would die.
Right.
So then I made, so now I have to be like the ninja guy just gets up from his stool and fucking kills her.
That's good. I like that. That's funny.
I don't know. And then another guy walks by and goes, somebody's going to have to clean that up.
That's the cap. That's the
and
cap on it.
This actually is in the video right now if you want to see it. Cut to the ninja guy. He's like a super evil ninja-looking guy pushing a broom on a pile of goop.
That's awesome. That's perfect. That's hilarious. Now, okay, so wait. Was the big black dildo just a discussion?
No, I haven't. We have to create that prop. We're going to have to create the big black dildo.
But is that really part of the idea? Cause
No.
No, it should be. It'd be great to have that girl holding a big black dildo that's never even referenced or mentioned in the whole fucking skit.
Well, let's do that. I will Photoshop a big black dildo tonight, but I'll have to find a picture online.
Just take a picture of yours.
What do you mean?
You have to Photoshop the scuzz off of it.
So my big black dick is pink, not black.
It's not human.
Yeah, my big black dick is pink.
My big black dick is pink. That's a line for a song.
So that's just an idea I was kicking around.
That's good. See, that's funny. Why don't you think that's funny?
Because I've been working on it for 4 hours straight.
Yeah, I get that.
Have to look at you like, yeah, maybe that's not funny. That's what is so genius about your song. Where are you? You've got to get in on some of this.
Some what?
This go animate stuff.
I know. If I could fucking sit still for a week straight, it makes me sick.
Adderall. Are you doing Adderall?
I should. I might send my wife to Nicaragua.
Is that a thing?
Is that a thing? Yeah, how to send your wife to Nicaragua?
With faulty brakes.
That's a chow right there. Man, that's precise. That is specific.
Complete with dates and times. Flight information.
That's right. You can have affiliate links to orbits.com and you can make some money off of it.
So you know what you could do too, Rufus, if you get a chance, is upload your zigzag or your Hyperslope logo to Zazzle 2. It's just my email, my zigzag email,
uh-huh.
The usual password that we use.
Right, okay. Does it have to be like, I'm guessing it needs to be like 300 DPI or at least?
It'll tell you if it's not good enough.
Oh, ooh, that's
I was doing like a high-res ping image.
Yeah.
It's got to be a JPEG or a ping.
With a transparent background, I guess.
Yeah. The ping will ask you if he wants a transparent background when you render it anyways. It'll say transparent background. Well, no, that's an InDesign. Never mind.
Yeah, Photoshop.
You don't use InDesign.
Photoshop's not that friendly.
No, it's more confusing. Actually, that was the first time I started using the InDesign with the ping. I didn't even know it would export to ping until I looked to see if it would. Because I've always been using Photoshop, too, and I'm like, you got it like that little Go Animate thing in the corner. I had to upload that like 20 times to get the fucking right size. And now if you look on our Zazzle website, that thing's all fucked up, too. It's like half the screen is fucked up. I just can't get it. I mean, I put the exact dimensions they say in. Are you checking our Zazzle site?
Yes.
I think you go down to store. It'll ask you if you want to view your store. It'll say view storefront, I think, or view Hyperslot.
And I log in with zigzag at hyperslotradio.com.
Yes.
All right. This shit's going slow. So what else
just
is going on?
Just waiting for the sloth to take off. Ready?
I know. I'm ready too.
100% sloth.
I know you have.
What? She's like, do it. Just do it. Make it huge. So what if, you know what? That's what we need to do. We do have, I'm going to use, what should we use for the ad? I've actually got the design of the ad going. Right, that we're going to put it on this website for the Observer to get our technical co-founder?
Yeah.
Are we using Hypersloth, Slothware, a division of Hypersloth? I mean, what do you think? I mean, I want people to take this part fucking seriously.
Right.
I was thinking Globocorp. I mean, I Slothware, I really don't know. I mean, but I'm going to meet with these people and be, you know, yeah, we're new to this, but they're new to it, too. Uh-huh. They're college students.
I would say I could flip a coin between just saying Hypersloth or Slothware by Hypersloth.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe Slothware,
yeah.
You know, a division of Hypersloth or something.
Right. I mean, at least if you put software in there, it gives the impression that at least it's some related to software.
Well, and then I thought, too, if these people actually Google Hypersloth, that Hypersloth dream game comes up, or those guys that developed those video games.
So we can let them think they're going to be working for those guys.
Right.
And they'll be like, no.
Exactly.
It's way better.
Get them in the door. You know,
yeah.
Just maybe get something to come and check us out.
And fuck, they don't know. We can just download that app and be like, yeah, that's ours.
So it's not even an app. It's a fucking gay role-playing game.
That's the best kind of role-playing game. That's the role-playing games I play.
The Buffalo friendly one?
Yeah.
You know what you call the Founding Fathers?
Was it Mount Tushmore and the Founding Fathers?
Mount Tushmore, even.
Yeah, it's a box set.
Wait, what's that Indian that's like a little farther down the way there? What's his name?
The Indian?
You didn't know that? There's a giant sculpture of a Sioux Indian.
Is it a sculpture or is it a natural thing?
No, it's a carving.
Really?
Yeah. Look
at all that. The Indian butt fucker.
There you go. That's what it's called. Burning spear.
Burning spear. That's great. That's great. Brown
spear. Dry spear.
Dry spear. Beaded spear.
Bark-like spear. Oh my god. This is too fun. It shouldn't be outlawed. You're right.
Yes, it should.
I swear to God, I think there's a guy. I swear I saw it on. I've been watching a shitload of PBS. My sleeping schedule has been so messed up, I can't even tell you.
Because of the cabinet?
Yes, it's how it started, but now it's just turned into like me staying up doing Hypersloth stuff all night and then like sleeping 3 hours. Then getting up, then, like, working for a while, then taking, like, a two-hour nap. I've likened it into what,
Kramer.
Didn't Einstein sleep like that?
Yeah, and Kramer on Seinfeld did that because of Einstein, yeah.
Oh, right. See, I don't want to end up like Kramer.
Wow.
He got to sleep in Jerry's bed, though, or something, didn't he?
Yeah, no,
that was when it was that red Kentucky Rock.
That was the Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Roasters.
The neon sign across the street.
There's no reason we couldn't have a show like that. We got a radio show like it already.
We do. Our show's about nothing but everything at the same time.
And I think it's more groundbreaking than anything.
It is.
I think we solve some serious problems and make some serious points on this show. I absolutely do.
I think we do, but we do it in a funny, accessible way.
Right. We're friendly to everybody. We're an everyman's super-duper smart duo.
Yes. Oh, was that 90 seconds? Oh, yeah, then we're going to recording mode.
Holy crap. We didn't even listen to the song. Now, wait, when she says that, still we would be on the podcast, though, correct?
We're just not live, but we're going to go for another 30 minutes or so, I think.
You got it in you? You got it in you tonight, Rufus? Can you go the distance?
Oh, yeah, I can make it.
All right.
It might not be funny or entertaining, but I'll be here. So I brought a puppet to take over for me.
Uh-oh. I've never seen a puppet with a hole in its mouth. What in the hell?
What?
What's his name?
Tiger Man?
Awesome.
I found him on the floor here. I don't
did
know how
you
he
think does. That?
I did. No, actually, I didn't.
You knew that already?
I made a list of pros and cons of different names, and that one won.
All right. Good job.
The other name was Dog Boy, but since he's not a dog, I didn't think that would work.
That never would work, probably. Hey, wait. Are we in the VIP section of the show now?
Huh? Yes, we are in the VIP section.
Welcome to the VIP section of the show. Ah, we weren't in the VIP section.
We're 10 seconds away from the VIP.
We have to go through the vortex to the VIP part of the show.
That's right. And if you haven't paid your...
Here we go.
If you haven't paid your monthly fee, please sign off now.
you will actually, you just won't be able to hear us anymore.
That's right.
And, oh, good. Glad that you're still with us. It means that you are paying us.
Yes, but it's probably only the white people that are left.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Awkward.
Did I say probably? I meant hopefully. Sorry.
No, you were right. It's the only people who have credit cards.
That's right, except that a lot of our Django fans are black. Damn, I probably shouldn't have said that. I'm just kidding.
Our Facebook fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to know how those metrics work out.
I don't know. And, like, our most, like, the overlap artist that we overlap with the most is Eminem.
I just wonder if that's just how fucking popular Eminem is.
Mm.
That you might be with anybody, and maybe you're just overlapping with Eminem. Maybe people that listen to country or listen to fucking, you know, or you would overlap with them just because people's taste in music have just become that diverse.
That's a good point.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah. And I, yeah, it's weird, but we didn't add Eminem whenever we started doing that. They just did it based on it.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, you fell off your bike and got hurt.
Ouch. In his elbow.
I'm Skyping with Zigzag. You know Zigzag. You muscle your way on the
guitar. Yeah, no guitar tonight, though. Yeah. See you later.
What was his guitar?
He pawned it.
I had to.
He had some
bread and milk, peanut butter.
He needed sumatriptan money.
I did. My wife did.
She petted a rat?
Yeah. Okay, bud, you gotta go. Adults are talking.
Well, why are you petting that? The guitar.
Well, it's called Easy Pawn.
Easy Pawn.
Your dad used to work there.
You see the wife come grab that kid?
I did. Hi, Roberta.
If only had somebody to do that to the wife.
She's a little close.
I know. I'm just kidding, honey.
Wait, you didn't work at Easy Pawn. Was it Easy Pawn? No. You worked at the competitor.
It was Doc Holliday's, which was...
Doc Holliday's.
It was the local thing, then it got bought by Cash America.
What a fucking clever name for a pawn shop, though.
What, Cash America?
No.
Doc Holliday's. Yeah. It was a cool thing, man. I love that job, actually.
It does. I gotta imagine a place like that makes fucking fat money. Fattest fucking money ever.
You know, I don't know what the percentages are, like how the bottom line works out or this or that, but I know that I counted a shitload of cold hard cash at the end of every fucking day because I managed it, so I had to close out the books. Fucking stacks of actual bills, you know, constantly.
So, now that's money that you got going out or money from coming in from selling the shit?
The big money is not selling anything. You never want to sell anything in a pawn shop.
Really?
Yeah, it's your last
money from the Joker.
You're only selling shit because you have to. What you want is people to pay their interest to keep their shit.
Because the fucking interest is like basically as low as high as you can get without being above the usury laws.
Right. It's a ridiculous amount, and you make more money off of people paying to keep their shit than you do having to sell it. And that's why if you ever go to a pawn shop, make sure you tell the guy
back for it.
You're coming back. I just need a loan for a little bit. I'm going to be back for it. This thing is, goddamn, this thing is my favorite fucking thing in the world. My grandma gave it to me. I will fucking be back. If you say I just want to get rid of it, they're going to lowball it because then it's inventory they got to deal with.
And they're just fucking like, you are so fucking desperate.
Yes.
That you're never, it's probably not even yours.
Yes.
Really?
And that happened many times.
Now, what kind of protocol was there? Were you guys required to, like, report every serial number of every fucking item?
Yeah, we had to have a serial. We had to get a serial number. If any item had somebody else's like initials carved onto it that didn't match the driver's license, we couldn't take it. Once a week, the police would come by and grab all of our receipts and go through them. And, yeah, and then
how much power does that involve?
A lot, you know. It's probably all computerized now, but this was back in the late 90s. And then, yeah, several times the cops would come in and be like, look, this one came up, it's stolen, we have to take it out of your inventory, and we're like, yeah, whatever.
What's the biggest thing you ever lost with something that came in like that?
Nothing much. I think a nice Cannondale. The one that I remember was a nice Cannondale bicycle. It was maybe $600, yeah.
That's pretty fucking meaty, though.
That's pretty meaty, yeah.
Back then, especially. I mean, $1,600 for a bike.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I think I remember that guy. I know that this happened. It might not have been that bike. But the guy, he recognized it out for sale and came in and was like, that's my bike. Here's my receipt from, 2 years ago. And
that actually happens all the time.
Yeah.
That people see their shit, like, out on the street after someone stole it. It seems like that happens in, like, New York City where you think, and obviously these crooks think, too, that I'll never see the person that fucking owns this bike.
Right.
And sure enough, they do. That's my kind of luck.
I saw a news story not too long ago about some guy, what happened? He stole a bike and then put it up for sale on Craigslist, and the guy he stole it from said, yeah, I'd love to buy that bike. That's a great deal, and he met him there. And he said, can I test drive it? And he got
out
and never came back. He just got his bike back. How awesome is that?
Yeah, that could be such a made-up story.
You couldn't have?
How do you ever prove that story?
I don't know, but that guy's sloth material, I think, that he would have to follow to do that.
The funny part would be if the guy who stole the bike went to the fucking cops and was like, someone took the bike.
That's right.
I saw some guy run off on it. I'm so fucking pissed.
I'm so pissed.
He's
going
to have to pay for it.
That's right. I went through all the effort of stealing that bike, and that guy stole the bike.
Well, I actually worked for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, breaking a chain.
Right. I had to steal it. It's not like they gave it to me.
That's right. It wasn't free.
Yeah, exactly.
Time is money, officer.
I get paid $1,000 a minute. So is there any other Hyperslot business we need to go over?
You tell me, man. I think you're more in touch than I am at this point, unfortunately.
I've been so busy on the fun side of the slot.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to tackle the more mundane issues like the trademarking.
Yeah.
We definitely need to incorporate for sure because I'd love to put on these shirts, any shirt that we make.
Yes.
We want to have a fucking copyright or something.
Yeah, we need an LLC to protect our personal asses. That's the story for the day.
We need the name to be fucking solid. Because don't think,
right.
As soon as we get that name, dude, I'm like to fucking all these other Hyperslot places. You're done.
Back it in.
Well, come on. If they can prove to us that they had this fucking name going in 1996, they can fucking have it. I know they didn't. These guys are all like fucking in their mid-20s.
Right.
And we could drag their asses into court and say, you know what? We know that Hypersloth has been in the Austin American Statesman printed and online, and can they prove that they never came across it? Maybe you do a fucking
search. That's a good point. It's still up on the website. Maybe we need to screenshot it.
Yeah, we've got it. We had it in print. It's not to say these guys couldn't be just fucking Googling Sloth or Hyper or whatever, and here it comes.
That's a good point, dude. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah, just call me Matlock.
Yeah, I'll call you Matlock.
I'm going to start doing this.
Perry Mason. Start pointing at the camera. Don't you tell me somebody couldn't find.
I put the system on trial. So then, I got to think, I must be insane, honestly. This is the way my brain works. I was thinking then that if they want to come at us about this Bong 30 t-shirt, right, and say that we can't use it or whatever, bullshit, because pot is legal. I mean, unless they're going to get into federal laws. But I think they just want to sell fucking shirts.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that can't be it. I'm just going to search on Zazzle for the word Bong, and I guarantee a billion shirts are going to come up.
I'll tell you what, a billion of them came up. None with Bong. Oh, yeah, did you get my thing that I want to do? Tonight I'm going to do a Kiss Me, I'm Irish. Or Hi-ish.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Maybe you have to use the word water pipe, like when you're shopping in Planet K.
Water pipe, right.
Or tobacco pipe. Yes.
Or my glass rose in a glass stem.
I see a lot of pictures of Bong. Here's one, Bong.
What's it say?
It says Bing Bong. It's fucking stupid.
Oh my God, we should do Big Black Bong. I'm Big Black Bong.
That's a good one,
got a whole fucking list of T-shirts here.
Dude, on the first page, there's a button that says I Heart Bongs. So they can't have a problem with that.
Is there a picture of a bong, though?
There's other items with pictures of bongs.
See, now do this. Now try to search Dazzle for Hypersloth. And nothing will come up.
Let's see, it's always bong 30.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't come up on mine.
Maybe it just takes a while. Maybe they got to reboot servers and shit every now and then to get the new stuff in.
I think as like the host of the whole thing, you're like the last one to know anything that's fucking going on with your account.
That's a good looking shirt, dude. I got to say, that looks sharp.
Good. I'll send you one in the mail.
Yeah, do that, please, at your expense.
I'll just get you one on your address. Oh, here's the back of the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here's the back of this shirt.
Beautiful. Oh, we need to get bumper stickers for our vehicles.
We need to get bumper stickers, dude, that we can give away to people.
Absolutely.
I actually looked into getting some cheap fucking bumper stickers. Maybe you can get like 1,000 of them for $180 or something.
It's
not. I mean, it's not the best deal in the world, but that's not fucking bad.
Yeah, who cares?
You know, they're full color. I mean, that's a good deal. Now, the question is, do we want round ones or do you want like a long bumper sticker?
Kind of like round.
Round ones look better, but they're harder to design.
Good point.
You can't put a lot of shit on a fucking round sticker. I mean, not even text-wise, you can't, really.
You can square. I'm not, you know.
They have the smaller square ones.
Uh-huh.
God, quit being so picky, Rufus. We'll get it done. Jesus.
What about trapezoids? They got trapezoid bumper stickers?
Some place in China will cut you a die however you want it.
Why don't we just get 1,000 full-body car wraps and just give those away?
I can get that done. My buddy does that for a living.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. A lot of places do that here where I live.
What's it cost?
I think you could do a car for $500.
That's it?
A small car. Not like an SUV is probably like $1,000.
How do you design that? Did you get a template of certain model of car?
You design it in InDesign or on Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator. And you do. You get templates of the drawings of the cars, or you make. Cause I deal with these files every day, Rufus, because I get ones from RVs, right? And they have all the designs on the side and shit, and the logos and stuff. Right. And I pull that stuff out and use it in the brochures. So, yeah, they take a picture, then they get an illustration, then they wrap it so it's all fine dots, then they flatten it. It's like a process they fucking go through to do it.
Wow.
But it's... Yeah, you can do that. You can do it. You can do it on your phone. You can do it in Photoshop if you wanted to.
How do you apply those? Could we just do one of a certain type of car and then sneak over and wrap somebody's fucking car?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, you could.
We should just wrap police cars when nobody's looking.
You could have the stuff to do that made at Fast Sign.
Really?
Yeah. They sell those decals that you just stick on somebody's fucking car. Anything you want.
We should do some guerrilla advertising where we just sneak out at night and wrap people's cars in Hypersloth.
Be cool, and I mean, as long as you do the time.
Well, we'll hire Fiverr. We'll hire people from Fiverr.com to do it.
Sell people. We'll just pay people in crack.
Yeah.
I love Fiverr. I need to get a thing to do. I mean, I want to do so many things on fucking Fiverr. I definitely want to do that press release.
Yeah.
Put it on our website.
Right.
I'd pay for some of that stuff. I'd pay the premium pricing, I think.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can get on Fiverr.
It is.
Pay a little bit more, yeah.
I was trying to think, what could I do? And I'm like, I have no fucking skills. I have no skills.
God, you really don't.
I know. Sucks. That's why I'm balls in. I'm fucking. I can make you a pot T-shirt.
Well, what can Hypersloth do on Fiverr? I do voiceover on Fiverr sometimes. Hypersloth, we got to do something on Fiverr. Just to get Hypersloth out there. We'll write you a goofy one-verse song or something.
Jingle.
Yeah, write a jingle.
Goofy jingle. A humorous.
Well, we'll do something like that guy from, what is it, shittylogos.com or horriblelogo.com. We'll just do that. You know, we'll write you one goofy fucking song about your business for $5. Really easy.
Doesn't have to be about your business. Could be about your girlfriend. Could be about your dog. Could be about your fucking kitchen sink.
Uh-oh.
But we're going to write.
I think the show got kicked off, but we're still...